Now in our Saturday morning huddle coaches show, a get-together with Newell Fonda head coach Brian Wilkin to recap the Mustangs' victory last night at home. 48-13, coach, over Kingsley Pearson. Congrats.
Thanks, Ryan.
Well, it was 42-0, I know, at halftime, so the guys obviously came out ready to play.
We were ready to play from the start, I felt like. We took the opening drive, went down and scored, and then got a stop. And then, we mishandled a punt. I turned the football back over, and with our backs against the wall, our defense rose up and picked this team up and kept them out of the end zone. And that was critical. That was a huge drive there with a 7-0 lead for us to keep them out of the end zone. And then we got back on offense and went back down and scored again. So, that was critical for our defense to rise up with our backs against the wall. And after a little adversity hit us, we pulled together and made a stop.
Well, adversity arrived, but you were up to the challenge. And I know that somewhere along the line, Reed had a 40-yard touchdown pass to Nate Peterson, I think it was. So how did the other touchdowns for the Mustangs come to be?
Austin Gertis had four total touchdowns. He had three rushing touchdown runs of 53, 30, and 3, along with a 63-yard punt return.
He did it again, huh?
He had a lot of help on this one. We really did a nice job with this punt return and getting our wall set and made some key blocks that sprung him and he just needs a little bit of room, and if we can get him a little bit of room, he can make things happen. So that was four of our touchdowns. Reed did have two touchdown passes. Like you said, the touchdown pass to Nate Peterson, and then he also hit Jake Davis with 12 seconds left to go right before halftime from 20 yards out. And then Jesse Hack finished things off with a 5-yard touchdown run.
Defensively, were there any playmakers? Did you get any takeaways in the game or anybody that you want to make mention of?
Reed Cruz had an interception. So that was our only, turnover. That was the only turnover of the ball game. So it was a clean ball game in regards to turnovers. But Reed did get an interception there, that set up a score.
All right. So, and on the subject of defense, since that opening game, and even in that game, he played better in the second half defensively. But in the last three games, you've allowed a grand total of 31 points. Does it really just come down to the guys, and there are, of course, several new starters on this team, getting comfortable and playing with more discipline and reading their keys and so forth? Did that really all come together starting later in the Coon Rapids-Bayard game?
Well, you and I talked after that Coon Rapids-Bayard game, and we talked about, we were undisciplined. We didn't do our job, and since that time, our kids have done much better in just doing their job and playing harder. And of course, we're tackling better. And when you do those three things, everything looks better. And so, Ryan, to answer your question, it's just come down to our kids just doing their job and doing it with great effort. And we're getting it out of our kids right now.
Doing it in all three phases, and that includes special teams. And as you talked about, Austin Gertis now with four punt return touchdowns on the season. Quite impressive. And guys helping make that happen for him, especially last night. And next week, Brian, you hit the road to take on a Remsen St. Mary's team, fresh off winning pretty handily over a traditionally strong West Bend Mallard squad.
Yeah, Ryan Hayek has taken over as coach there and done a tremendous job. Week one, number one, Arweva went to Remsen and they upset them. you know, the first week of the season. And, you know, then they go on the road and last night in defeat. You know, we all know a very good football team in West Bend Mallard. So we got a huge challenge ahead of us. You know, they obviously got some size, a good back, a good quarterback. You know, they're going to present a lot of problems and challenges for us, and we're going to have a great week, and we're going to have to be more consistent, you know, every play. And, you know, that's the things we got to get back to work on is being good and playing a complete game and being consistent every play.
Well, we, of course, wish you the best in next week's game as the Mustangs now 3-1 and 2-0 in district play after their 48-13 win over Kingsley Pearson last night. Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin, thank you, coach. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Brian, thank you.